I went out for an 18th birthday party from a guy from a football team. I originally went out beforehand, before the party, had a pre-drink with some friends. Drank quite a bit. Then went to the party, drank a lot more. And from memory serves, I ended up alone. And I had phoned my mum to come and pick me up at Ayr train station. And when she got there, obviously I wasn't to be seen. My last memory of that night is actually leaving the hotel that we were at. And my next memory is waking up in hospital. I think it was a day later, I'm sure it was. I couldn't open my eyes. My eyes had been completely melted onto my eyelids. Just hearing noises of like hospital machines, and that's when I found out I'd actually been electrocuted by train lines.
And you don't remember any of that happening to you?
Not at all. I mean, literally the last thing I actually remember is leaving the party, and I don't remember phoning my mum. I don't remember if I was walking with anyone, nothing at all.
So why are you speaking out? Why are you telling your story?
Mainly because I don't really want, especially in Scotland, there's a lot of drinking involved in teenage years and growing up, and alcohol seems to be quite a socially based thing. And some people can take it to the extremes, in which I did that night. And it's especially when people eventually end up themselves all alone, that is the scariest thing. Because when people are alone and they're that badly drunk, they don't have much control over what they're doing. They would do things they would never usually do. And they could end up seriously injured. They could go away with the wrong person, and or even worse, they could possibly end up dead.
And obviously I was reading through the press release that South Ayrshire Council sent out, and you know, you'd said in it you feel lucky to be alive.
Yes, I actually had a pair of Timberland boots on that night. And from what I was told, it was actually the rubber in the boots that actually saved me.
So what message do you have for teenagers, you know, youngsters that are going through, you know, the 17, 18, 19 peer pressures of binge drinking and things like that? What do you want to say to them directly?
I'd like to say to them, obviously, I'm not saying don't have a drink. Go have a drink if you want, but be responsible. Don't go anywhere alone. Try not to be easily influenced by your friends. I mean, I know how easy it can be to be influenced by your peers. As well, if you're struggling to get home, if you really are that bad, don't be afraid to phone your mum or dad, because they might give you into trouble for being that drunk, but at least you'll be home safe.
Do you think, you know, teenagers at that age are aware of the dangers of drinking in excess?
No, not at all. My own personal experience when I was a teenager having a drink, I always thought, this will never happen to me, it'll never happen to me. And that is generally the mindset of quite a lot of teenagers, that that nothing bad will happen to them. But it just takes that one unfortunate night or one unfortunate event, and that's that. It's happened.
And obviously that's something that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life.
Yes, especially with the quite noticeable scar that is on my right arm. That's the worst point.
Does it make you wary of drinking now?
Yes, I definitely don't go to the extremes as I used to. I very rarely drink now. If I do, it's with people that I can trust. And I literally only drink on occasions now, maybe once a blue moon, if you're lucky. But when I do drink, I take it a lot more easier. Something as simple as making sure my stomach is full before I go out, having maybe something to eat while I'm out. Maybe even a wee glass of water every now and then while I'm out as well, just to be a bit more sensible.
And obviously you've been going into schools and telling kids your story. What are you hearing from them? What kind of things do they say to you when you tell them what happened?
Obviously, the first one question I always get is, why did you do it? But yet again, that comes back to when you're under the influence that badly, you really don't have much control over what you're doing. The other ones is when because I have got graphic hospital pictures that we've been given permission to use in the talks, they are usually the hardest hitting pieces because they can visually see what damages has actually happened.